Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to you wherever you are throughout the length and breadth of Grenada, Caracou, Petit, Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. We are here for Inside Finance, and within the next 25 minutes I will be talking to you about what is happening within Inside Finance. With me in the studio is Miss Ophelia Cornwall. She's the Deputy Controller, Inland Revenue. I'm looking forward in talking with her, and Randy Cadet, who is the Assistant Controller with responsibility of the large and medium-sized taxpayers unit here in Grenada. With all of that happening, we have a lot of discussion happening, and I'm talking about paying taxes and all of that. So a couple of questions I have for them. I'm looking forward in asking these questions so collectively we can work together to ensure that we inform you what is happening within the Inland Revenue. Take a word from our sponsors. We come right back.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, and as I indicated to you earlier, I have two interesting persons with me. Welcome to Inside Finance.
Good day, Pastor Simon. Thank you for having us. Good day to the listening public.
All right. And Mr. Randy?
Good day to you too, Pastor. And good day to all the listeners.
All right. Well, it would be good to have you here for the next 25 minutes when we'll be sharing together. Now, how is things going? I know you have a new controller. How has things been going?
We are progressing smoothly. We have our work cut out for us, so we are trying our best within the context to do what is necessary for nation building.
Okay. All right, great. Now, first question off, I share with you here, what is the main driving force behind the reform agenda of the IRD? I know that a lot of reform has been happening, but what is the main driving force behind what is happening?
Well, Pastor, thank you for that question. It's all about service delivery. And over the years, tax reform has been a buzzword across the region, and I dare say globally as well. And as my dear Deputy Comptroller likes to say, it speaks to the softer side of government. It speaks to the more intimate side of revenue administration. And due to the fact that government remains committed to continue to reshape, to reform and restructure our economy, we too at IRD must adapt and modify to the way we interact with our taxpayers who have been demanding high quality services, especially in the face of a more modernized and interrelated business environment. Essentially, our reform hinges on improvements in efficiency, doing more with less, whereby we speak to reduce administrative costs while at the same time providing better services to citizens and businesses. It also speaks to simplicity, ensuring that our tax rules, our laws are clear and made relatively easier for our taxpayers to understand, especially their obligations and their entitlements. And it also speaks to equity, the way we deal principally with our taxpayers.
Now, it always the problem, I think, of trying to serve your people. And in many ways, many Grenadians feel that the tax unit is not serving. And you're more trying to control, demand, and sometimes we feel threatened by you. Are you saying that a new reform would seek to address in helping to make that a better relationship between the public and the government.
Absolutely, Pastor. One of the main pillars of the reform, the driver of the reform, is service delivery. All right, so we want to better be able to serve the public. The reform does not have a revenue target attached to it. The reform, so it is not revenue driven. What we believe is that revenue would come when we serve the public better. So it is service oriented, equity, efficiency, and that is the intention here.
So it is about forming a better relationship between you and the public. So you want to enhance that relationship, and to make that happen, the reform would help to address those issues, to have a more meaningful relationship between you and the public.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, so what are the section in the new structure? What are the section in the new structure? How are you? What are some of the things that you will address?
Well, on the piggybacking or dovetailing on the theme of equity, efficiency, and better service, the new structure, the onogram is built on three main pillars. One, the operation side of Inland Revenue, which is spearheaded by a deputy comptroller. So you have the comptroller to the top, you have operations, you have the headquarters function, which is very new. You also have the valuation division, which is vested in law, so the valuation division remains. In the operations section, we would have segmented our taxpayer population into two areas, large and medium taxpayer unit and a small and micro taxpayer unit. In the headquarters function, what we have there is basically strategic planning and monitoring section. We have an exchange of information section, exchange of information and FADCA, which deals with our international relationship on tax matters. Then we have the cash-in section and the IT platform, and that's the headquarters function. We have the valuation division, which would be spearheaded by a valuation officer, which is vested in law, and they deal with the property tax aspect of our operation. Now, I mentioned the segmentation of the taxpayer population, and on the theme again of efficiency, equity, and service delivery, how would that segmentation assist in so doing that or maintaining that theme? We would have, in the large and medium taxpayer unit, we would have segmented the taxpayer base by set criteria, and Mr. Cadet would get into that at a later stage in our discussion. And we would have dedicated staff to service the needs of that particular area of the taxpaying population, and the small and micro, likewise. So that is basically the layout, the onogram, to be able to assist us in the service delivery that we're seeking.
So in other words, you are trying to put into place a structure that would work in the benefit of the consumer.
Absolutely.
So it is not about you anymore, but it's about the people that you're serving.
Exactly.
Which address the issue of the first question I asked.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I would think that this question would be important for you to help us to have a clearer understanding of it. Can you provide a description of what each section is meant to do? The sections you now speak about.
Right. So the operations arm of IRD, and as I mentioned, in there you have a large and medium taxpayer unit, and you have a small and micro taxpayer unit. In there, the various units would be addressing the needs of the taxpayers that fall within the various categories as labeled, large and medium, small and micro. So taxpayers now have a home. You know where to go,
right,
who to talk to. That is a problem. In our consultation on the reform, one of the issues raised is the fact that you call the Inland Revenue Department and you're transferred to a number of persons before you get your issues resolved. So we want to advocate that within the segments, you know where to go and who would service your needs. A large and medium taxpayer, from their license to their property tax, we want to be able to address that particular issue, right? And so we believe that service, you must know where to go to get better service. So we intend to do that. In the large and medium taxpayer unit, we have the audit section, we have a collection and enforcement section, we have a taxpayer service unit. In the small and micro, we have the same audit, collection and enforcement, data capturing, which is central, registration and taxpayer service within the small and micro section. The headquarters is deemed the brain of IRD. Strategic planning. We believe that we need to change how we do business by planning properly, strategically, based on the policies of the government. So we take feed from the policy of the government, try to incorporate our vision and mission, and feed the operations in terms of how to deal with what we want to be able to deliver in any given year or in any given time frame. So that is basically what we intend to do. HQ supports, operation deliver.
For me, that sounds good. It really changed the whole dynamics now of doing business within the Inland Revenue. So a big taxpayer who pay you $500,000 or $1 million a year, he have very specialized service with one person, let's say, assigned to them. So if they have a problem, they pick up the phone and this one person they can call to talk to.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Make a lot of sense. So how do you determine who is a large and medium taxpayers versus a small taxpayer?
Okay, Pastor, well, what we have done, we use 2013 data to really streamline, to see what the business situation is, we our taxpayers base, and we have formulated 14 criteria, and I will highlight those criteria for you. Our criteria are divided into two main categories, the qualitative ones and the quantitative ones. So first criteria we have here, all investors who qualify for investment allowance under the Income Tax Act will be part of large and medium taxpayers unit. All businesses registered under the existing VAT Act will also be part of LMTU. Management risk experience or knowledge based on what we know about the business environment, we will categorize those taxpayers according to large and medium. I need to pause here to say that we are looking for at least one of those criteria. So you do not have to satisfy each and every criteria, but at least one of those criteria. Continue with the list. Gross receipts in the amount of $300,000 and above. So if your gross receipt is in excess or equal to $300,000, you will be part of LMTU. VAT total input tax credit in excess of $50,000. VAT credit carry forward in excess or equal to $200,000. Payments, corporate income tax, personal income tax, withholding tax on the annum, withholding tax per month, and stamp tax. If that is in excess of $400,000, you will also be part of LMTU. Corporate income tax, chargeable income in excess of $500,000. Personal income tax from rental income in excess of $100,000. Chargeable income in excess of $300,000 for personal income tax. Again, you will be part of LMTU. If your cost, insurance, and freight value at customs based on the imports is in excess of $1 million, you will be part of LMTU. VAT paid to customs and excise duty, if that is in excess of $50,000, you will be in LMTU. And last on that list, if your arrears, speaking specifically to principal, interest, and penalty, if that is in excess of $1 million, you will be in LMTU. So those are the listed criteria we have here. And I want to repeat that our taxpayers do not have to satisfy each and every criteria. We are just looking for one, at least one criteria to categorize you and place you in LMTU.
So the taxpayer that is wondering where or she falls, they would be able to pick up the phone and call and ask you, and you then would let them know where they are.
Definitely. What is instructive though, we would have contacted some of our taxpayers already over the last 2 months where we had a series of consultations. And so far, we have listed in excess of 300 large and medium taxpayers. We have some consultation process that is going forward, and some of the taxpayers will be notified as well as we continue that process.
Mm-hmm. So if our businesses are listening now and they're not sure or they haven't been part of the process, they can call the Inland Revenue and you would be able to help them in having an understanding of where they are.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, my listeners, it's good that you're here with us. I'm speaking to Miss Ophelia Cornwell, who's the Deputy Controller within the Inland Revenue, and Mr. Randy Cadet, who's the Assistant Controller with responsibility for large and medium taxpayers. You are listening Inside Finance, and the truth is, when you look at what is happening, it's very interesting, I think, the discussion we're having now, because it's helping us to have a better understanding of what can happen. Just before I go forward, I'd like to ask, if somebody have a question, what number do they call?
435-3682.
435-3682. No, I want to get at like everybody is running to get a pencil. 435-3682. 3682. Do you have an email address?
Yes. It's www.ird.gd.
www.ird.gd.
Yeah.
Okay. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great thing is happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. So here you are, you pretty much have put together the structure, you have built it. What happens when a traditional small taxpayer qualify as a large taxpayer? What happens? How does that move happen?
So after our assessment, what we will do, we will first of all inform the taxpayer about their qualification based on the relevant criteria that I would have listed before. And again, I want to repeat at least one of those criteria. They will be included then in our LMTU database and receive the same kind of specialized treatment, specialized services that all other existing taxpayers in LMTU will receive. So again, just to go through the process, you will be informed. Mm-hmm. We will list you in our database, and then you will receive all the services provided by our current LMTU taxpayers.
How are you going to work through? I mean, there is a lot of small taxpayers. How are you working through that list? That list, it is much larger than the larger taxpayers, the smaller tax. How are you working through that list?
What you would find happening with respect to the various units, we would have different focus. When we segment our base, we have to remember that the base is segmented based on persons who are currently in the tax loop based on our database. We have a large informal sector where persons are not in our tax base, and during our consultations, that was one of the main issues. Why are you having this conversation with me? What is really the objective, and how do you intend to capture other persons within the net? So you may see the small taxpayer base as being very wide. One of the things that we intend to do is to basically, the small taxpayer unit focus would be, one of the main focus for 2016-2017 is bringing persons to comply, the informal sector. That is their focus. LMTU, on the other hand, the large and medium taxpayers, they are persons that are already in the net, and you want to focus on your service delivery. So it's service delivery to those taxpayers who are already in the net, and being able to capture who are not in the net as it relates to focus. And you would find that the small and micro have registration, large and medium don't have a registration component. And it is designed that way strategically to centralize registration for where it is needed most, for the informal sector. So we want to have a focus and a drive to bring in persons on the fair share principle to the net and then incorporate the service element to it. So the 2013 data that is referenced is for persons who we already have in the net.
Oh.
Yes.
So, because you have a lot of people who are not in the net.
Absolutely.
And which government is losing a lot of revenue. So you are saying the objective is to be able to get these people in the net by the system you're now creating. Mm-hmm. You will then be able to bring more people into the net and serve them better. At the same time, bring more revenue to government. That government have more revenue to be able to build roads and do stuff.
Correct.
In our country.
Correct.
So it become very important now for all of us, because some people see taxpayers as government. You're giving government money. But if government don't have money, then the hospital cannot be, the road cannot be done. So it's important for all of us to make the effort to make sure that we pay our taxes.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to be sure I get it right. What are the benefits of the recognition? Persons now who they are recognized as a large taxpayer. What are the benefits of such a portfolio?
Okay. Before I speak about the benefits, I want to say that the reform initiative, it is not something legislated. It is an operationalized concept. How are we going to operationalize and how are we going to do business going forward? It is not just an onogram that is on paper that looks nice. We intend to streamline our procedures. We have categories of employees as well, excellent workers. We have those who can be brought up to speed, and we have those who slack off. So we have to have a situation of training, retraining, and redeployment. If you are not able to meet the set standard, reculturing of the organization to ensure that we are able to deliver what is expected, right? So it is not just an onogram on paper.
That's very good to hear.
Yes, I think I needed to make that point. Improved, so as it relates to the reorganization and the segmentation, we intend to have improved service delivery because we have dedicated staff to the various segments. Improve the ease of doing business. So each segment, you have a home, you know where to go, you know who to talk to. Improve the risk management framework for government. So we have dedicated staff to focus on arrears in the various segments and work with taxpayers to whittle those arrears, set a payment arrangement and have that dialogue going. Improve our better risk coverage when we're doing our audits. And whereas the audit section currently deals with the entire base, if you have a group of auditors with a subset of the base, you get better coverage in terms of percentage in looking across the base for the purposes of audit. More efficient collection is a hope there. So we believe that as we educate and we better serve the taxpaying public and we extend that olive branch, if you will, we would have more taxes coming to the coffers.
And government would be better off, and the country will be better off.
Absolutely.
You know, I always, persons, we sometimes think of government as the politician. But the reality of it is we are the government. We are the persons who controlled, who sit to manage our affairs for 5 years. So we are the ones should make sure whatever happened, that it is equitable. And therefore the relationship between ourselves and you are there firmly, because the politicians come and go. But you are there, and we are here. So therefore, it's important that we work together. Is there anything that you would want to say to us as we conclude this time together? What is the thinking of the department in a holistic way?
Well, generally, the reform is beginning to take shape. We have been listening to the cries, the calls, some of our taxpayers outside there. And now is the time for us to really be serious about reforming, to change the way we do business generally. We in IRD, we are committed to the whole service delivery process to ensure that our customers or our taxpayers will be receiving top quality service. It's about time we reach out and extend
that
helping hand going forward.
It just makes me feel good you're saying that. Yeah. You don't hear that coming from your department. You never hear it.
And I want to give the commitment to the nation that the face of IRD will change. We will not only look different, we will sound different, and the feel from IRD will indeed be different. So the future seems to be bright with IRD.
If I was in church, I would have said hallelujah.
I want to echo the sentiments of the assistant comptroller, LMTU, and to commit to the nation that we are here to serve you first and foremost. We are public servants and we are here to serve you. And as I always say on this particular program, that come in, let us have the conversation. Help us to help you. That is our team and our mantra going forward. And so we want to extend the olive branch. If you have any questions, you can call us. You can send an email at vat@gov.gd. We welcome your comments on what we would have said and your assistance in terms of how we can better able to serve you.
Okay. Give me an email address and a phone number again for persons who are listening.
I can be contacted at allcadet@irg.gd.
I can be contacted at owellscornwall@ird.gd. And the telephone number, again, 435-6945. You can get us at that number.
All right. You know, it's been very informative. I haven't had such a cordial discussion and feeling so good talking to the Inland Revenue. I feel very, very good. Listeners, you've been listening to Miss Cornwall, Miss Ophelia Cornwall, who is a Deputy Controller in Inland Revenue, and Mr. Randy Cadet, who is the Assistant Controller and with responsibility for large and medium-sized taxpayers. You make me feel good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just the opportunity you've given to us to be able to view you differently and you taking the steps to ensure that you serve us better as businesses and as Grenadians. And that, to me, make a whole lot of difference. So you don't feel like you're fighting with the Inland Revenue for something, but it's a relationship we're working together. And I do believe that the nation would respond positively to what you're doing. Thank you. May God bless you and keep you. And you have my full support. Thank you again, listeners. You've been listening there to the discussion I'm having with Inland Revenue. And you can go online, sgbcgrenada.com. This program will be uploaded online on the Inside Finance on the right-hand side of the webpage. To the bottom, it's right there. And really take the time and listen to it. And to you business persons who are listening, please take up the phone and be sure that you call Inland Revenue if you're having any trouble, 435-3682. And I'm sure they'll be happy to give you all the help that is needed. You can send an email to www.rid.gd. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a very blessed and enjoyable day.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.